Now the Chancellor, John Healey, will shelve his own target of spending 3% GDP on defence by 2030 when he delivers his first budget in October. Now, if you recall, Mr Healey resigned as Defence Secretary in June, saying Sir Keir Starmer's government wasn't prepared to spend enough money on Britain's armed forces. Confused? Join the club. I'm joined now by the former Royal Navy officer, Commodore Steve Jeremy. Steve, a pleasure to have your company. Am I missing something here, Steve? Because Mr. Healey resigned over the fact that the government wasn't spending 3% on defence, and now he's the Chancellor, he's in charge of the DOSH. He's going to tell us that there isn't 3% for defence.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, Martin, that having jumped from one place to the other, then actually the reality of Britain's fiscal situation is now becoming clear. Martin, there's a short-term issue and a long-term issue here. The long-term issue is how much we do spend on defence. It depends on what we really want defence for. And in my mind, we're focused far too much on offence abroad and much less well focused on defence at home, which essentially means having a Navy and Air Force that are able to protect our skies and to protect our seas and protect our overseas responsibilities. But the short-term issue is more acute, Martin, because actually a lot of people are connecting this to the situation with Russia. And we know that the Russians are escalating, and the Russians have actually withdrawn their ambassador, and they've warned us that they are likely or are minded to actually respond against Britain and outside the Ukraine area. So outside the Ukraine campaign area. Mm. The critical issue here, Martin, is even if we were to double defence spending tomorrow, we still not will be in a position to actually defend ourselves against the weapons that we could be threatened with. The Russians are leading the world in terms of hypersonic missiles and conventional ballistic missiles. And with both of these, we have no effective defence in Britain. So were the Russians to decide to use one or more of those missiles as a means of demonstrating that they mean what we would say, we could not defend ourselves and would not really be able to respond in kind. So I think that's the issue. We've got to be careful to separate the issue of how much defence spending that we are doing and what should be our policy in the short term. At the moment, we're doing the opposite of what Theodore Roosevelt said, which is speak softly and carry a large stick. We're speaking loudly and carrying a small stick, and it worries me.
Steve, I think there's something else to this, you know, and I appreciate, you know, Vladimir Putin is on the world stage. He's an omnipresent threat to the free world, but we can't defend our own borders. We can't defend our own borders from dinghies. Mega dinghies arriving day by day by day. More yesterday, more today. You know, we can't get a ship off to defend Cyprus. It conks out. It's anchored in Portsmouth for days. We've got the smallest Royal Navy. Ships are kind of unable to even sail. The smallest army since the Napoleonic time, the smallest RAF since its inception at the end of World War One. We're a laughingstock. And in a sense, Commodore Steve Jeremy, it's precisely the same problem as our previous story, the chaos in Middlesbrough. We've been festooned with politicians who are completely incapable of planning ahead. They haven't kept the roof mended when the weather's been good, and now it's pouring. We're exposed to threats, not only from overseas threats, but within our own shores. People coming here, we have no idea who they are. Do you sometimes feel that the political class has completely let the country down?
I think it's there's a lot in what you say, Martin. I think the critical issue, though, in terms of defence, is really making sure that we have our foreign policy and our defence strategy aligned. I don't know what our defence strategy is. It seems to be speak loudly. It seems to be double down on Ukraine, although it looks to me like Ukraine is losing and losing badly. It seems to me that we're planning to support attacks deep into Russia. The problem there, of course, is that with our current policy, we're actually increasing energy costs at a time when people are complaining. So at the moment, we have sanctions on Russia, which is removing hydrocarbons, that's oil and gas, from the world markets. The situation in the Strait of Hormuz is difficult. And that, too, is rising up the price of oil and gas. And last but by no means least, if you're sending weapons into Russia to attack Russian oil and gas facilities, then surprise, surprise, that takes oil and gas out of the markets. And surprise, surprise, the cost of our oil and gas goes up. So if people are worried about their energy prices, which in turn is explaining their cost of living crisis, then look no further than the policy of Britain, of Europe, and of the United States. This is something which we really need to think about.
Steve, I really think the British public are getting tired of endless billions of pounds being available to Ukraine. Now, I know it's important, but we can't defend our own borders. No, many people think that our own country is being invaded day by day by day. Do you accept that that's a huge problem? Security begins on our own shore. Never mind some front far, far away, Steve.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Martin. I wrote an article for The Times just after I'd left the Navy in which I said that in defence, then the critical things are to be able to protect your seas and skies and protect your imports of energy, food and commodities. And those are the fundamental issues, Martin. And that actually everything you do after that is discretionary. But you're right, the money that's being spent in Ukraine is money that's wasted. The Americans, also the Ukrainians, have burned through the 80 or so billion euros that were loaned to them and that we will never see back, and are now asking for more money. So we should not be at all surprised, actually, if they do come back for more money. We're asked to spend more money, which, as far as I'm concerned, is good money after bad. In terms of sunk costs, all we're doing is actually increasing the risk to an attack on Britain, and it worries me, Steph.
Do you know what? I think we really got somewhere there. I really, really do. And I sincerely appreciate your take today. I do. You're an expert. Thank you for sharing your brain with us, Royal Navy Officer Commodore Steve Jeremy. Pleasure. Thank you. Our government spokesperson told GB News this. The first duty of government is to keep its citizens safe. The Prime Minister and Chancellor are committed to fully funding the defence investment plan. At the spending review, we will set out a pathway to meet our NATO commitment of 3.5% of GDP on defence by 2035 and will set a target to hit 3% on that path.